Good evening. This is October 28, 2018, and this is our Sunday speaker meeting called Thriving Through the Holidays. So here we go. The holidays are here again. While holidays can sometimes be a time of love and joy, other times they can feel like a marathon with the only light at the end of the tunnel being that they will eventually pass. If we're not mindful, a holiday can be a source of pressure, grief, and depression that takes over our lives and makes us feel miserable. But it doesn't have to be that way. There are simple things we can do to not only survive the holidays, but to thrive. Experience has taught me that the first thing I need to do when approaching a challenge is ask my HP for help, and that character defects that are out of control can make me and everyone around me truly miserable. But together, my HP and I can keep my character defects in check. Many passes through the 12 steps have taught me that these defects are really just areas in my life where I can become out of balance, and that they were all born of an unfulfilled need, many from the distant past. I've had excellent success by seeing them as characters who may or may not be reflected in the me I am today. It's also been helpful for me to name them so I can recognize them, call them out when I see them, and then apply the tips and tricks my sponsor, friends, family, and HP have taught me. I find that they are often fear-based and that if I address their needs, they tend to relax and let go, leaving me free to be just me. The first character that comes to call in when I approach a challenge or plan something special is Polly Perfect. Born from a household where things were truly out of control and often unacceptable, Polly goes to extremes to try to make everything perfect. I tell her lovingly but firmly that good enough is, in fact, good enough, and that perfection is really not part of the human experience. I tell her that moments of perfection we've known have always happened when we least expected them. And I end by reminding her that we can only find joy when we relax and open ourselves to whatever wants to happen, and to the adventure of being open, and it's being much more fun than the stress of trying to orchestrate perfection. The book, The Spirituality of Imperfection, has been an inspiration and very helpful tool for bringing this concept home. Holidays and birthdays can also bring out someone I call Missy Magic. Inspired by Hollywood's depiction of the magic of Christmas, Missy will go to insane lengths to try to create this magic in her own home. She'll spend money she doesn't have on things people don't really need, and in the end, she's left feeling empty, lonely, and in debt. Missy was born from the Christmases of my childhood, when my mother filled the house with gifts we really didn't want and often didn't even really like, while my father watched our family's financial well-being being ripped to shreds like the wasted holiday paper. The only person who got anything from our Christmas was the local Avon dealer. When Missy comes to Colin, I tell her what she needs is real connection and that we're not going to wait for the holidays to get it. We can call a friend or family member or take a walk and connect with our HP in nature or put on some music and allow ourselves to get lost in the beauty of it. Sometimes I'll just start texting people and allow the connection to unfold naturally. For gift giving, I know that a handwritten note and a hug will bring more joy than an expensive bauble, and that time spent really being together is the one gift we all really need. I also make it a point to spend some time volunteering at the local food bank or community kitchen. Time spent giving to those who are truly in need is a joy that lasts, and it's free. Lastly, we have Debbie Do-It-All, who breaks herself cooking and baking an abundance of food, many with little to no nutritional value. Things commonly referred to as, quote-unquote, treats, have a sugar and fat content that classify them as food abuse. They put on unwanted pounds and increase the risk for heart disease, diabetes, and depression. Debbie was born from our family tradition. We have a long-standing hot pie family joke. My grandmother used to make pie for every holiday, and she would wait until late in the evening to bake it, hoping to squeeze a few extra minutes of family time into the evening. Oh, but you can't leave yet. You haven't had your pie. So there we were, tired, ready to go home, being held hostage by pie that was still so hot it burned the mouth. I often wondered what would have happened if someone had said, honestly, we're tired, we want to go home, we're just going to pass on the pie this time. My stepmother also would often break herself, filling the table to overflowing for that special meal. This is one area where I'm completely over it. I cook only what people need to have it feel like the holidays. For my son, it's the turkey legs. My daughter-in-law, she needs mashed potatoes and gravy. And for me, I like the turkey breast with cranberry sauce. Whole berries, please. For non-holiday gatherings, I serve a do-it-yourself salad bar. It's easy, simple, delicious, and healthy. For dessert, I enjoy a Dannon Triple Zero yogurt with fruit. For a special treat, I add raw cacao powder, and I've got the taste of chocolate without the sugar. Here are some other thoughts on extraordinary needs that might come up over the holidays. Grieving during the holidays. We lost my stepmother and my daughter-in-law's father right around Thanksgiving, so of course the loss of those precious ones often comes to mind. When it does, we'll talk about it, or we'll watch their favorite movie, or we'll do something they really enjoyed doing as our way of honoring their memory. If we're feeling lonely, a local retirement home or food kitchen is a great way to give to others, as well as giving the gift of connection to ourselves. It's recommended that we not give in to holiday pressures, even when those are family traditions. We should always feel free to set boundaries and not attend or leave an event where we're not comfortable. We can practice good self-care by saying, you know, I'm just not up for this right now. Helping others is a great way to help ourselves. It fills the heart and gives us the connection we long for and gets us out of feeling isolated. Suggestions include volunteering at the soup kitchen or local food bank, going to a local retirement home, organizing a gift drive, or helping your neighbor with a yard or house task. And lastly, connecting with our HP. This is a marvelous, life-affirming gift we can give ourselves. Making time for the most important relationship of our lives can be something that falls by the wayside when we need it most. Even if we don't have a lot of time, a gratitude meditation or a couple minutes of just being can really turn things around. Going for a walk in nature is also a great way to get centered when we are feeling overwhelmed. And with that, I will pass on. Do people want the recording on or off at this point?
The only thing with leaving it on is that maybe we better not leave our phone numbers.
Okay, that's cool. Sounds good. And the floor is open. I would love to hear you share about, you know, what you do over the holidays, how you get through it, tips and tricks that make them easier for you. And just love to hear what you got going on.
I'll start. This is Cindy. And I'm here for recovery from misery, addiction, and self-sabotage. And one of the things that I learned was that I watched my mother try to do everything at Christmas time, at the holidays, to where the food was perfect, there was plenty of food for everybody. We invited singletons, basically anybody that didn't have other family. I grew up in a college town, and so there were always kids left over in the dorms that couldn't go home, and they came to our house at Thanksgiving. And at Christmas time, it was my mother would stay up late into the night, early into the morning to finish homemade projects, and the house was decorated perfectly, or so I thought, as a child. And then when I got older, I saw my mom go into major depression around Christmas time because things weren't as perfect as she wanted them to be. There were more demands on her. She had we owned a fabric shop, so there were demands from the shop. My dad was a builder in the Northwest, so lots of times there wasn't work right around Christmas time for him. And it got really crazy making. And I vowed I would not do that when I got older. And the first year I was in my house, I did the same thing. And when my folks were going to come visit, I said, maybe you don't want to come visit because I'm not good to be around. And I didn't say it that calmly. And it was really one of the first times that I ever said to them, I'm not doing well. And they drove the 4 hours up to stay with me and said, no, this is great. Everything's fine. It's okay. You don't have to do this. But, and so eventually over the years, we were able to gear down what we did. Food became less of a problem, not less of a problem, less of an issue. And that was one of the things that I always had an issue with food, in that food was love, food was comfort, food was happiness, joy, commiseration, all of those things. And I had a weight problem. And I was told that, you know, you can't be successful if you're heavy. How crazy was that? So fortunately, I was able to eventually cut that out, to say, you can't have both food being love and all of those good things, and for me to stay thin, if thin is a means of success. So it's been a real craziness trying to walk both sides of that fence. And it's gotten better and better. And the longer I'm in this program, the less I associate the craziness of the holidays. How do I keep the holidays sane and pleasant and still stay true to myself? And that's been one of the things that this program has really helped me, is to say, okay, this is what it is now. And that's where it doesn't happen every day, but I try to keep that as part of my mantra. How am I now? How am I doing now? What is true now? What is true for me now? And that's where it really seems to go better for me. So that's where I'm at right now. And thank you for letting me share. And thank you for the topic, Alina, very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Cindy, can we get your number, please?
Sure.
Actually,
my phone number.
Wait. We're going to wait till we stop the recording, right?
Oh, yes, that would be,
yeah.
Yeah, that would
when
be good.
When we start the recording, then we'll get everybody's numbers.
Okay.
Okay, great, thanks.
This is Malcolm, and I'll share. Not sure where it's going to go, but this is Malcolm. I'm here for recovery from compulsive self-sabotage and misery. And on the topic of the holidays, I don't bring a lot of tradition out of my childhood. It wasn't a time where my family made a big deal out of giving or getting. We had a few traditions, but nothing that I particularly looked forward to as a holiday season treat. And that's continued throughout my life, as I don't have kids, and so my treatment of the holidays has been consistent with how I just approach my life in general, that it's just a time to continue to work and push forward, and maybe a chance to catch up on some things related to cleaning or organizing. But it's a time where I have talked about with my wife being more cognizant of giving and looking at opportunities to volunteer. We've talked about it. I've talked about it, and never really haven't done anything outside the norm of those activities in my life that I consider giving activities, where I volunteer and try and be a contributing community member in a selfless way. I don't feel any regrets around that. I do realize, though, I'm in a minority about that. I guess the the cynic in me would point to a lot of what I consider hype around the holidays through the media and through commercial enterprises that are looking to take advantage of getting attention and having their own financial gains as a result of turning the holidays into something maybe different than the opportunity for spiritual connection and connection with family that I think is really what it's about. Anyway, that's my musing. That's where I am. I'll pass with that.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Oh, my name's Pam, and I'm a self-sabotager. And I was brought up with the sort of heavy-duty Christmas thing of, like, a huge big deal part. And my parents were both Depression children, and so for them it was a really big deal to give us a lot of stuff, even if it wasn't stuff that we particularly wanted. But just, you know, to have these piles of presents and stuff. And then when I had a kid and I was in art school and I was married to a musician and I didn't have any money. And, you know, so it was this whole other thing of making things for my daughter, like making clothes for all her dolls and stuff like that. And she still remembers that. So there was a whole deal around that. But when she grew up and moved out, and by then I was divorced, and it became, and because I'd always been, you know, doing some kind of art on the side. And so, like, working part-time and doing as much art as I could, there wasn't a lot of money around. And so it ended up being, what I would do is I would buy things for people when I saw them. And it's like if it was in April, it's like, okay, I found something this book that I think you'll love, and this is your Christmas present. You know, so I would do it like that so that I didn't get slammed. And if I didn't find anything, I'd say to the person, let's not do gifts. Let's just get together, you know, and that worked pretty well for me. Since I've moved from where I lived for most of my life, it's been harder because although I do celebrate with my daughter a little bit, but the whole holiday thing was, it took a while for me to sort of, adjust it so that it wasn't about, but I just got you a little something. It's like, no, don't give me anything because I can't afford to be getting you something at Christmas time. So let's just not do it. So it took a while for me to, like, talk people into that. But then once that happened, there were all these other traditions that grew up. Like, there was the Feast of Seven Fishes, which is this Italian thing where you eat seven different kinds of fish on Christmas Eve. And there's a friend of mine who I always did Thanksgiving with. And we were like, okay, so what are we going to do this year for Thanksgiving? What's something easy that we can make? Or, you know, what can we do for takeout? Or what movie can we see? So that, over the years, it's like doing the not normal, not the traditional stuff worked way better for me than trying to recreate the sort of overwhelming, like, Christmas thing that my parents had. And I didn't miss it. So, yeah.
Thanks so much for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, this is Suzanne. I was going to go ahead and share. Thank you, Alina. It was really good reminders for me as far as, you know, setting my step for setting myself up for, I want to say for success, or I don't know. I think you guys know what I mean. Not to set myself up for sabotage for the holidays. Holidays for me is always kind of, I look forward to being with friends. My family is, you know, I don't feel like really excited to see them. I mean, Thanksgiving will be okay because we're with my cousins and aunts and uncles, a few of them. This year will be a little bit different just because my uncle passed away. So this will be the first Thanksgiving without him. So for me, it's just being present and, I'm going to check out in some places I can volunteer for, you know, at church, and that way to stay connected and to stay, you know, part of my own family that I've created, and just setting boundaries for good self-care is really important. So Thanksgiving, you know, it'll be nice. Christmas is with my immediate family, so that's a little bit more challenging. But again, just trying to stay connected. We do try and play games, which kind of lightens it up. But, I don't feel a strong, like, family connection. So, like I said, it's just important for me to create my own family and, keep connected with my higher power and just checking in each day to see where I'm led. And see, you know, where I can be of service during the holidays for, you know, maybe other people that are having difficulties. So, I think that's it. I think the more I can stay connected, the more I can be of service to others. So, with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thanks.